Sports are in news. I'm John Scott. A deadly shooting in Rhode Island. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Concalves tells reporters that multiple people were killed and wounded at the Lynch Ice Rink in a shooting during a youth hockey game.
So we have three deceased victims, right? We have three deceased. The suspect, and then we have two victims. And then we have three at the hospital that were part of the incident that, no, they were not trampled, that they were shot.
That audio courtesy of WJAR. Chief Concalves says it seems the suspect and the intended victims knew each other.
It appears that this was a targeted event, that it may be a family dispute.
The investigation continuing. Pawtucket is a few miles outside Providence. California being walloped by a powerful winter storm carrying thunderstorms, strong winds, and heavy snow in the mountains. Millions of residents in Los Angeles County were facing a flash flood warning as the rain pounded that region. Residents in some areas scarred by last year's devastating wildfires facing an evacuation warning. Meanwhile, state emergency officials are deploying rescue resources for flooding and debris flow. Forecasters expect extreme Sierra snow through late Wednesday. There are fears the partial government shutdown will soon make life miserable for airline passengers.
While mass flight cancellations like those during last year's shutdown are considered less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, TSA officers must stay on the job without pay. Travel experts warn of long security lines if the shutdown drags on and more officers take unscheduled leave. Airline industry groups fear major disruptions as the busy spring break travel season approaches. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And Michael Jordan celebrating a Daytona 500 win as a team owner when Tyler Reddick won NASCAR's season opener. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers move to restrict abortion pills.
The state has a lot of pro-life laws, many of which can be gotten around by women who order abortion drugs from out of state and have them shipped in. Now the West Virginia legislature is working on a bill that would criminalize any actions to import or distribute abortifacients within state borders. Other pro-life states have these laws, but have found them hard to enforce if pro-abortion states refuse to cooperate. The courts are expected to make the final decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some churches in Milan trying to capitalize on the buzz around the 2026 Winter Olympics to teach kids that sports values matter in everyday life. This week, dozens of children received snowflake-shaped medals at the Church of San Antonio after absorbing lessons about fairness, sportsmanship, friendship, and respect. Organizers hope to involve as many as 13,000 young people through the end of the games. This is SRN News. With tax season underway, the experts have some advice for first-time filers. Bob Agnew with that report.
For many, especially first-time filers, taxes can be daunting, and it's tempting to leave them until the last minute. But if you want to avoid the stress of that looming April 15th deadline, the experts suggest getting organized as soon as possible. Top priority should be gathering all your documents and signing up for direct deposit. Once you get your taxes done, they say, it's important to keep copies of your tax returns. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal law requires new cars to include technology that detects drunk or impaired driving, but regulators still have not cleared it. Last month, the U.S. House rejected a Republican effort to strip the law's funding. Supporters say passive detection can stop cars from starting when a driver is impaired. Opponents warn about false positives and call it a kill switch. Some backers expect the rules not to be finalized until at least 2027. More details at srnnews.com.